Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by the executive director of the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce, Barbie Heck. Barbie, always a pleasure to get you in here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Aiden. I appreciate you having me.
And, you know, I can't say it's a busy time of year. It's always a busy time of year for you guys over at the Chamber of Commerce. Yeah. But things just getting really exciting over there. And I think a good place for us to start up is with this month's luncheon. Always a good one, but this one always has a great community impact with it because you're going to be talking about mental health.
Yes, we're going to have a mental health panel at the September luncheon where Castleview Hospital will be represented. Carbon Medical will be represented, Four Corners Community Behavioral Health, USARA, and also Chamber Board will be represented on the panel.
You know, it's always a good, this is one of my favorite ones. You guys started doing it last year, and it's a great chance to get everyone together in the community and just connect on an issue that affects all of us, and that's mental health. And getting all those different perspectives in this panel setting, I think is beneficial for business owners to understand how to take care of their employees, mm-hmm. and for the employees who are in attendance to take care of everyone in the community. It really is just such a beneficial thing to attend.
Absolutely. And, you know, there are lots of resources, much more so now than in the past. And so all of these panelists will be able to attest to that and also give information about those resources.
You know, that's the big thing is that there are so many resources in our community mm-hmm. that are available to help with mental health. And I think that's such a good thing, especially in a rural area like ours. Sometimes we feel like we get left behind
Absolutely.
In services like that. But there are so many options we can turn to. We're really fortunate to have that. Now, as always with these luncheons, you're going to have a few spotlights. Who are we spotlighting this month?
Well, in order to give our panelists time to talk, we only have one spotlight. The Eastern Utah Economic Summit, which is Monday and Tuesday, October 13th and 14th, is such a special event that is hosted right here in Carbon County that we want to highlight it.
No, it's such a great event to have here on the campus of USU Eastern. Mm-hmm. We're going to be seeing Senator John Curtis. Last time he was there, he was Congressman Curtis.
Yep.
So a bit of an upgrade for him. But it's always so cool to see all the different businesses, not just from our local Castle Country area, but from around Eastern Utah coming together to learn and educate themselves and really connect. I think that's the big thing with this month's luncheon is connection. That's what you guys are really trying to do at the Chamber of Commerce.
You're absolutely right.
And another thing you guys have coming up in that same vein is you're going to be hosting your Chamber Golf Tournament, always such a fun fundraiser, on Friday, October 3rd and Saturday, October 4th. For people who might not be familiar with it, what is the Chamber Golf Tournament?
So it's a fundraiser for the Chamber. So on Friday, we have scheduled tee times, and on Saturday, it's a shotgun start. We have people that want to golf on Friday and people that want to golf on Saturday, so we decided to do a two-day tournament, and it's been super successful in the past.
And then what are these funds that you raise from this tournament go towards?
Well, from the sponsorships and from the team entry, that all goes to help support the Chamber, but we also will be selling raffle tickets. And the raffle tickets, all of the proceeds from the raffle go to help us fund the First Responders Banquet, which will be held in December.
And it's such a good thing to give back to. You have the Nurses Banquet and the First Responders Banquet on an alternating basis. But it's good to spotlight those in our community who are really on that front lines of protecting us. Such an important part of our local community. Another big part about this golf tournament, though, of course, is there's going to be prizes involved. And you can't go wrong when you lay those out there.
Absolutely. So the Chamber gives a $400 cash prize to the first team. And then the Chamber pays for the longest drive and closest to the pin.
So many different ways you can win prizes at this. If I was any good at golf, I'd be very excited about this, but I'm pretty terrible.
The Chamber sells an ultimate golf package to help with those things. You can buy rope and you can buy mulligans. And it's a fun tournament, and it's a fundraiser for the Chamber. We're also raising money for our First Responders Banquet, so you don't have to be a great golfer. It's still a fun tournament.
Yeah, you're knowing that this is going towards something very good,
right.
And that helps offset that little bit of sting when you realize you're not as good as you thought you were at golf. Now, if people are looking to sign up for this, what are the costs that they're looking at?
So we have different sponsorship levels. There's an Eagle sponsorship that you will be a whole sponsor, and your logo and your company name will be posted on everything that we print. Also, you'll be acknowledged at the tournament. And then there's a birdie sponsor where that includes a whole sponsorship and a team. And then there's a par sponsor. So different levels of sponsorship. Or if you want to enter a team, it's $300 if you're a chamber member, $400 if you're not.
So a lot of different ways to get involved with this, but all of them, again, going towards a very good cause, both supporting the Chamber of Commerce and that first responders banquet. Now, if people are interested in getting signed up, what's the best way for them to do this, both for this and the Chamber Luncheon?
Both things are on our homepage of our website, so you can check us out at carboncountychamber.net, or you can always call the Chamber office at 435-637-2788, and I'd be happy to help you over the phone.
Now, Barbie, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
No, come see us at the September Chamber Luncheon. You won't be sorry.
It's always a good time. Yeah. Barbie, thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Aiden.
Again, our guest, Executive Director of the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce, Barbie Heck, and we're talking about a few upcoming activities for the Chamber of Commerce that you're not going to want to miss. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.